You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Welcome to Prognosis. I'm Laura Carlson. It's day 98 since coronavirus was declared a global pandemic. Our main story? What can an antibody test actually tell you? But first, here's what happened in virus news today. New York City is on track to enter the second phase of reopening on Monday. That's the phase that allows restaurants to offer outdoor dining and could be a major step for the economy. Statewide, less than 1% of New Yorkers tested positive for the novel coronavirus yesterday, the lowest percentage since the start of the pandemic, Governor Cuomo said. There were 17 deaths on June 16th, which was also a new low. New York's progress comes as at least 20 other states see spikes. Texas reported a record number of hospitalizations, and new cases in Florida rose to the highest level since the pandemic began. Sweden's grand COVID experiment isn't having the effect the country's top epidemiologist had hoped for. The country's strategy was to leave schools, shops, and restaurants open throughout the pandemic. The theory was that the country would quickly reach a high level of immunity to the virus, where enough people have contracted the virus to protect most of the population. Contagion rates in Sweden are much higher than anywhere else in the Nordic region. Its COVID-19 mortality rate is among the worst in the world. Scientists have been eager to learn whether the flip side of widespread contagion is a higher level of immunity. But only about 14% of people tested in Stockholm had COVID-19 antibodies. That compares with a study published this month about Bergamo, once the COVID-19 epicenter in Italy, which showed that 57% of that city's residents had developed antibodies. Finally, governments and industry groups from the U.S. to Chile are insisting that food poses little risk of spreading the coronavirus. Some consumers were skittish after an outbreak in Beijing was blamed on imported fish. Chile, the top seller of salmon after Norway, sought to persuade China that its fish was safe to import after orders had been canceled. The Norwegian Food Safety Authority also said there were no known cases of infection via contaminated food. And although there is no evidence that COVID-19 can be transmitted through food, experts say more research is needed.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
And now for today's main story. It's now relatively easy to get tested to see if you carry the antibodies for COVID-19. Urgent care centers and many doctors' offices are offering the tests widely. But the science is still out on whether or not people who have COVID-19 become immune to it. Not to mention the possibility, that we've reported on before, that the test you take may not be accurate. So, reporter Kristen V. Brown has tried to answer the question. Is it worth taking the test at all?
In March, as the world was preparing to go into lockdown, Eve was having one last hurrah with grad school classmates in London before flying home to San Francisco. Eve has asked us to not use her last name to protect her privacy.
The vibe there in the beginning of March, which I assume it was similar in a lot of America, was like, coronavirus is coming. So right. Let's party as hard as we can now before this big bad thing comes.
They had canceled a ski trip to Austria because of the virus. So they made the best of it.
Basically, the last thing I did there was I spent like 5 or 6 hours in a pub with people. And it was a fairly crowded pub where I was very good about washing my hands, but like otherwise we weren't. Like, there were definitely shared drinks, shared utensils. Like, we just had no idea.
The thing is, the virus wasn't coming. It was already there. A few weeks later, after a stopover to see some friends in Dubai, Eve was home in San Francisco, eating a blue cheese and truffle oil omelet. Despite that strong flavor profile, she couldn't taste anything.
I initially thought it was the truffle oil because I bought a $20 bottle of truffle oil instead of a $30 bottle. And so I was like, this is what I get for being cheap. Like, it must be bad truffle oil.
Losing your sense of taste or smell is a symptom of the virus. So Eve got tested. It turned out she had COVID-19. And so did basically everyone from the pub that night. So imagine her surprise when a few weeks later, two separate antibody tests came up negative. Eve had definitely had COVID-19. Multiple tests had confirmed the diagnosis, as did the fact that so many people she had shared food and drinks with contracted the virus too. But at least according to these tests, her immune system had not created antibodies to fend it off. Then, a third test said she did have antibodies to the virus. This obviously was really confusing.
There's no point in doing an antibody test because if you get an answer that you want, you're going to believe it. And if you get an answer that you don't want, you're going to decide that the test was flawed.
Antibody tests are everywhere right now. Doctors' offices are sending out text and email blasts urging patients to book an antibody test today. In some places, even Botox clinics have opened their doors to offer the tests. But as Eve experienced, the tests can offer more confusion than answers. Antibody tests measure signals in a person's blood that indicate whether they have been exposed to the novel coronavirus in the past. The tests have been plagued by questions about their accuracy. And even if a test is accurate, experts have no solid proof yet that antibodies mean a person is immune to the virus, or for how long that immunity might last. So the availability of these tests has really wound up creating more confusion than anything. I talked about this with Andrew Diamond, the chief medical officer of the primary care chain One Medical. He says the company struggled with whether they should even offer antibody tests to patients.
We did not take this lightly. And we had a team of people working on this literally around the clock for weeks to make sure that we did this the right way.
Back in March, the FDA said that antibody tests didn't require any kind of regulatory sign-off. And dozens of tests immediately flooded the market. One major concern was that if the tests weren't specific enough, they might tell people they had COVID-19 when really they had encountered a related virus. In other words, people might think they were immune when they weren't. And that could be a big problem. Andrew said that One Medical had a whole team of people whose full-time job was to vet these tests.
we knew that everybody, ourselves included as clinicians and all of our members and public health officials, employers, everybody wanted to know from the very beginning of this pandemic, are people immune once they've been sick? Are people immune who haven't even had symptoms? Is there more immunity out there than we realize? Are we close to herd immunity? I mean, the curiosity was borderline hysterical.
One Medical ultimately did decide to offer a test once the company found one that seemed good enough.
Then the issue was, how do we explain to people what this actually does? Because just having a high specificity test, that will dramatically reduce this risk of a false positive result, but it doesn't take that risk of false positive to zero. We started asking ourselves, how are we going to explain what that risk is and why it matters, whether you get a false positive? And then, more importantly, how do you interpret a true positive result? So let's say the antibody test actually gives you the true positive, that you really do have antibodies, and it's a real result. Then what do you do? We don't know that they confer immunity. We haven't proven that just because you have antibodies, you're immune.
Andrew said that ultimately, One Medical hopes that the test might actually lead people to be more cautious, not less.
If you were previously thinking, you know what, I already had COVID. I was super sick in February. I already had COVID. I don't need to worry about this. But then you get a negative result, that's going to change your behavior. I guarantee it. And we've already seen that. People say, oh, shoot, I guess I didn't have it. And that's actually a vastly more likely scenario, more likely outcome from the antibody test, because most people end up with a negative test. The number of people who think they had it is far greater than the number of people who actually had it. So those folks do change their behavior. They say, you know what? I should take this more seriously. I was getting cavalier out there, but now I am going to wash my darn hands and wear this mask, et cetera.
Last month, the FDA made changes to its policy and now requires that antibody test developers seek emergency authorization from the agency. Immediately, more than 24 tests were pulled from the market. It's not that antibody tests don't have any use. The tests can be really useful for researchers and public health officials who are trying to answer questions like, how many people with COVID-19 are asymptomatic? Or how deadly is the virus? But I talked with a lot of doctors, and none of them suggested that for the average individual, the test might be useful for anything other than to satisfy a personal curiosity. This was echoed by Congressman Rajna Krishnamurti, the chairman of the Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Policy, in a hearing on antibody tests recently.
The truth is, many people mistakenly view antibodies as a get-out-of-jail-free card to return to normal life, a dangerous misconception used as a selling point by bad actors.
Eve says that knowing she had the virus and tested positive for antibodies has changed her behavior, even if science hasn't fully determined how much immunity antibodies confer.
Coronavirus is the disease that no one wants to have, but everyone wants to have had. And yeah, because you want to be past it. But it almost felt like I'd like gotten across this like really, really, really dangerous bridge, and I was on the safe side, just like waiting for the rest of the world to figure out how to get across.
A few days after we talked, Eve hopped another plane back to London. There, she said, at least she would be able to hang out with her friends from the pub, her own personal immunity herd.
That was Kristen V. Brown. And that's our show today. For coverage of the outbreak from 120 bureaus around the world, visit Bloomberg.com/coronavirus. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's the best way to help more listeners find our global reporting. The Prognosis Daily Edition is produced by Topher Forges, Jordan Gaspure, Magnus Henriksen, and me, Laura Carlson. Today's main story was reported by Kristen V. Brown. Original music by Leo Sidran. Our editors are Francesca Levy and Rick Schein. Francesca Levy is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.